Next, we have arguing. And the definition, to disagree, quarrel, dispute, contend, to try to prove we are right by giving a variety of reasons. We've all heard them. Some of the phases of spirit to fight this spirit of arguing is meekness. So that means to be open-minded, to be teachable. And when we got an arguing spirit, it definitely is not open-minded. It is not teachable because we're right, and by golly, we're going to tell you how right we are. And humility is another one to help take the puff out of that arguing spirit in our mind that's so right, that won't let us hear anything else. Peace, another phase of spirit to calm down our mind, to slow down these thoughts that are just rapid fire in our mind to come up with all these reasons why we're right and we can argue about it. Kindness is another phase of spirit to fight this because it is very, again, another one of these gentle phases of God's spirit to treat somebody else very kindly, very nice, instead of arguing with them and being cruel. And love, again, another phase of spirit that comes up a lot because that's the motive that we are supposed to have in dealing with other people and not out of being right. Isaiah 45:9.
Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou?
So definitely not a good thing. This is not a blessing, but this is a woe to someone who wants to argue with his maker. God is our maker, and we should not be telling him what he ought to be doing and how right we are. Job 33:12-13.
God is greater than man. Why dost thou strive against him?
So it puts the spirit in its place that wants to strive and argue with God. Romans 13:13.
Let us walk honestly, not in strife and envying.
So we're not to be striving or arguing with one another. And Philippians 2:3.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves.
So we're not to be doing anything through strife and always thinking we're right and we're the best and all those spirits. 2 Timothy 2:14.
Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit.
So again, we're not to be striving with our words. And 2 Timothy 2:24.
And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient.
So it shows if we're going to be a servant of God, what we need to not have working, and that's an arguing spirit, to always want to argue, be right, and pick a fight with somebody else with our words. And you notice the opposite that he gives here are the gentler phases of spirit, gentleness and the meekness, apt and able to be patient with other people and ready to teach them. Titus 3:9.
But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain.
So one of the things we are to avoid is arguing, striving. James 1:19.
Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
So we're to be swift to hear, not swift to argue and give our position on the matter, but listen up, be meek, and slow to speak, slow to wrath, because this arguing anger spirit always wants to have the last word. It always wants to keep up in our mind going so that we can't hear what somebody else has to say. James 3:16.
For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work.
So it definitely tells us strife is evil. It is an evil work. Hebrews 12:14.
Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
So we're to have this peace with all men. We're not to be striving, arguing, contending with one another, but we're to have this peace with one another. And Galatians 5:15.
But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another.
So this biting and devouring is this arguing, fussing, fighting.